Hi, and welcome to the Nomad Sailing Podcast. At Nomad Sailing, we're a small family-run sailing school, the best, obviously, on the south coast of the UK. The team consisting of myself, Lou, the chief instructor, my brother, Jim, the school principal, and Joe, our ops manager, will be bringing you all things sailing and nautical over the coming weeks and months. So please subscribe and share and get in touch if you have a topic you'd like us to cover. And contact us at www.nomadsailing.co.uk. And please enjoy. Okay, welcome to the Nomad Sailing podcast. So today, Jim, myself, and Joe are just going to have a little update on where we're at.
Take one, take two.
It's been quite a long 12 months plus for everybody, and has affected our business is quite considerably, as it has with many other people.
It is 12 months plus, isn't it? I mean, we've had pretty much interrupted business since the first lockdown, which was the 23rd of March.
Yep.
Well, we've not been able to do anything consistently since then, 23rd of March last year. So,
I think it's gone quick or not. In parts, you think that's really quick that's happened, but then in other bits, you think that's been long, hard work for.
Well, it's quite interesting because, you know, now we find ourselves being able to start delivering proper courses, residential sailing courses from the 17th of May, so that they are proper and people are going to different places and able to do what we would consider a full course. Starting the 17th of May, it sort of sprung up us quite quickly.
Never be ready, will you? Never be ready.
Yeah. No, it does seem, for me, it does seem like a long time ago, almost a different era. We were doing everything, we're doing theory courses, practical courses. I was doing a theory course on the 23rd of March when the lockdown, that first lockdown was announced. Send my students back home, and London sort of became eerily quiet. And we haven't run a classroom course in London since then.
Strange, isn't it?
Intermittently on the boats. I think the boats got shut down. You guys were locked down on the boat, weren't you, for most of that really hot March, April, May, June.
Beginning of July, I think, the second week of July, we were able to run courses again.
Even those were primarily families, weren't they? And the tier systems coming in and out, and
one household on a boat.
It's not been normal. And for poor Solent Yacht Charter, we haven't even understood a normal season yet.
No, that's interesting. But yeah, I think, and also obviously for us, and we'd like to actually thank even our customers. I think people have been moved for literally over 12 months from just even a start yachting course for like 15 months from when they booked it to when they're actually going to be able to have it delivered.
Every time we thought we'd do it for them, we book them in, and then another restriction in place.
Certainly some names, isn't there?
Bounce
around this office. I think, why do I know that name? It's just because that poor customer we've had to move four or five times. We've never met them, but I'll be able to recite their name.
Yes.
Touch wood would be off. It's quite an intimidating precipice, isn't it? We've got charter boats fully booked, we've got courses fully booked, and I think we've got the manpower and the resources and the energy.
One extreme to the other, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, plus obviously there's the additional elements of being ready in terms of COVID and ensuring that we've got everything in place when we do start the courses again. So what are we doing differently from the pre-COVID era? Obviously offering single cabin, much more so. We've got test kits here in the office. Mm. I mean, obviously, if people can test, you know, the lateral flow tests are free to pick up. If you're traveling a long way, it would be a shame to come down, test positive and be sent home. So it's probably an idea to, if you can pick up a free lateral test kit, do it the evening before you come, and obviously not mix.
Mm. It's been interesting, isn't it? Some customers seem quite happy with coming down now that a few have had at least one vaccination, some have had two. They feel happy with the testing and are happy to mix and share cabins. Others are happy to take up a single cabin offer, which would cost a little bit more, but across the board, people are seemingly much more comfortable now than they were in the middle of last year when they're trying to do stuff.
Yeah, so the boats are ready to go. Some boats, as always, don't really like to sit and do nothing, do they?
Right, as always, there's always jobs we can do, isn't there? And as you say, by I'm not sure how many times we've jet washed the boats, for instance, thinking that's it, we're going to be going soon, let's get them all cleaned up.
And then put a load of bird shit on.
And then off we go again.
And why does the latch just fall off when the boat's not doing it?
Well,
yeah, anyway. Yeah, we think we spotted all the little things, but no doubt some more come to light when they start running. And in fact, it's easier to keep on top of the maintenance when the boats are running and the instructors on board telling you
what's happened. And things are checked, aren't they, on a weekly basis when the boats are out training rather than down to us, so you're having to keep going around and checking everything. What do we think it's going to be like then?
Well, I don't know, it's going to be different to lockdown. What was your favourite bit about working on the boats? During lockdown or not working on the boat, are there any highlights?
I think the weather for me, it would have been a completely different lockdown, wouldn't it, for me and you, Lou, if that weather. That
March, April, May,
Lockdown number one, if it had been like the weather is now, during this period, I think I'd have gone home.
We would have been tearing our hair out. But having those 2.5-3 months of fantastic weather.
Yeah.
Really did mean we could
do some GRP repairs.
Yeah, and we'd keep positive, do bits and pieces. I think you could count on one hand the days that it was raining and we had to kind of stay down below. A lot of quizzes.
There were a lot of quizzes.
I'm happy that Zoom quizzes have seemed to have faded out, I think, now.
It's a weekly occurrence.
Anyone fancy a sailing quiz?
I think the theory for me was good, converting to teaching theory on Zoom.
Yeah.
Trying to get over some of the hurdles that put in place and rethinking how we prep our materials and
slides.
There's
definitely some challenges, wasn't there? In the classroom, you can go around the room and look at people's chart work and see where the errors are pretty quickly. Can't quite do the same on Zoom.
No, it was definitely harder, but it was good to...
You kind of want all the students to have a head count.
Yeah, but it was nice. It kind of forced me into going back through all the materials and refreshing them and making sure they're all up to date and ready.
So what's next?
It's going to be busy, isn't it? It's definitely going to be busy.
Well, if this weather continues, I'm not so sure. I mean, it's pretty grim for the next week at least. But yes, it's definitely worth being prepared.
It's quite exciting, isn't it? We've got a bunch of young and old, but sort of new instructors who worked with us last year and the year before. We're very keen. Get great feedback, and we're looking to put them in the driving seat a bit more.
Yeah, we've had the opportunity, I guess, with the time we've had to meet some new ones, haven't we?
Yeah, a little test sale with them, not a test as an exam, but we went out and
taste the days type things.
Good. Yeah, no, I think it'll definitely be good. And now we've got sort of 6 boats that can be used for instruction as well as charter. You know, there's no way that we can do what we did in the past, which is pretty much everything.
Right. Brought a new one into the fleet. That's quite a task. Asuru is now sat down there ready to be used for both charter and quite a bit of our overspill for our training.
I think, from the 17th we're pretty busy, which is good news.
Yeah, don't bother inquiring about course because we're full.
Not strictly true. We can fit you in, maybe from September. We're always obviously keen to train people, and train people in the proper way, which is why we've not started until the 17th, when people can, up to 6 people can meet indoors. So you won't be returning to the same place and doing exactly the same pilotage every night, and we'll be able to explore the Solent once again. So that's good. It's been interesting though, hasn't it? I mean, the last, I don't know how long, I mean, secondhand boat sales, absolutely crazy.
Well, the whole of this industry, this kind of, if you like, the yachting, leisure boating industry, it's gone a bit crazy, both in terms of marinas at weekend when people were allowed to start sailing again, they're packed out. People are booking berths and finding what they can't book a berth for. And as you say, boat sales have gone on land. You can't find a second-hand boat. Everyone that's got a boat has decided after maybe 5 years of not using it, they're going to use it now. So, yeah, it's strange being on the South Coast now as restrictions have started to ease to see how busy it is. even compared to, you know, 2 years ago at this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, we're constantly, prior to COVID, constantly working, constantly out, and you'd see the same boats just sitting there, which I always think is a shame, but it's the truth. And probably maybe less so than in the Solent, but, you know, I'd say, what, 70% of boats don't actually leave their home berth very often at all. But yeah, that in between the first lockdown and when the tier system started to be introduced last year, that boats that I'd never seen move were going out.
And being towed back in.
Yeah. Well, because they don't move. I mean, again, you know, we go back to that boat.
There?
Yeah, because boats need to be used. But
a lot of breakdowns, a few groundings. I guess people forget where the shallow bits are.
Yeah, a lot of failure to abide by the Portsmouth small boat channel.
Not us, we must say, since we're, this is what we observed.
Indeed.
This wasn't our...
But yeah, so it, you know, with in terms of marina berths, many marinas have a number of berths that they pre-book, but they also do work on a first come first serve basis. So there will still be availability, but it's, you know, if the weather improves and people start getting out in their boats, then it will be a little bit like it was last year.
Yeah, so if you come into town, book or get in early, it's sort of a 2-3 o'clock if you want a berth, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we can't do that on courses, and also pre-booking on courses is quite difficult because weather constraints, etc. But we can usually squeeze in somewhere. Marinas know us quite well. The other issue that people are having is actually finding marine tradespeople, because everybody wants everything done now.
Everyone needs a rigger, needs a marine electrician,
needs a lift.
Getting a lift.
Surveys, it's all gone crazy. Let's hope it lasts. Let's hope it's not just for this year. Let's hope that the positive is hopefully more people are going to try sailing and try using the Solent. And although it's busy, it might bring some more people into the industry in general.
Well, to be fair, I mean, I've always said this, you know, even if you think that I'm only going to do my day skip because I want to sail in the Med, no problem with that at all. Fantastic, love the Med. But the Solent is without doubt the best place to do your day skipper. You know, but I've always said this, you spend all those hours doing your theory, learning about tides, learning about tidal streams, courses to steer, EPs, and then don't put any of that into practice if you do your day skipper in a non-tidal area. And really, the Solent is so good for everything, voyage, other boats, tides, constraints, restrictions, best place to learn.
For sure.
Kind of tides your friend, isn't it? I was both in terms of things like berthing and, you know, passage, and sometimes it can be a bit frustrating with the change in the tide, but also be a great advantage, can't it? It's interesting, it helps you understand the boats and boat dynamics. I like it. I do like the Med though.
Yeah, I like the Med. We've done a podcast on our favourite places. Like, Greece is on the amber list, isn't it? Can't afford to.
I'll be an amber gambler.
Just cancelled my Greek holiday. Sad times. Go sailing here instead.
We could have like a Greek mezze or flat.
Be just the same.
Wear sailing clothes.
Well, I think sailing has got a great future in the UK. Speaking to boat broker, sir, you know, a lot of people that are buying boats, just one word of caution, make sure you get trained up.
Yeah.
Especially when it's busy.
With us, obviously.
But it's, you know, there are a lot of things to consider. And just buying a boat, having never been on a boat, strikes me as odd. But, you know, there's always challenges in life, but it's certainly worth getting trained up.
Sure.
And for everybody's sake, actually, not just your own.
If you're already qualified for some time ago and you fancy going out, just to go out charter side, we're actually short of instructors, but we're always happy to do a couple of days refresher if we can fit it in, help you give you a bit of confidence before a charter. What else we got coming up in the charters? I thought quite exciting was Mike's big Sunseeker is being reserved for some trips to the Hutt. I don't know. We talk about places to go in the Solent on the podcast.
We mentioned
great lunch venues, and the Hutt in Colwell Bay is one of them. Looks out over the sea, plays some good tunes, does some great food, but the it's become so popular you can't get a reservation, but we managed to get 4 lunch reservations this year and exclusive charter of a Sunseeker, if you're into that sort of thing, that's the way to get there. Beautiful Predator 56.
Yeah, that's so I'm not really into power boats, but we went on that boat and it is extraordinary. It is absolutely lovely. Yeah, and
certainly
it's,
for
it's
a special
a real
event.
Experience, yeah.
It's a fantastic day, isn't it?
I'd like to do that.
More often.
Yeah. It is a bit pricey, but there you go. You've got to pay the carbon offset, you know.
Anyway, I think we're up to date, aren't we? Ready to rock and roll by on Monday the 17th of May, having had I'm going to redo the pillowcases again so that they're nice and fresh.
The pillowcases were washed back in on the 19th of March and they've been sat in a box. So
for over a year.
Wash the
they will again. Be washed this week.
Okay.
Well, today or tomorrow, actually. So everything will be nice and fresh, freshly cleaned.
Fresh water in the water tanks.
Fresh water in the water tanks.
Fresh fuel in the fuel tanks.
Obviously, on our boat, we have carbon filters for drinking water. So that's a little attempt to save the planet and my back of carrying heavy bottles of water onto the boat. So yeah, we're ready to rock and roll and really looking forward to everybody coming back and getting their courses finally done after, feels like forever, 15, well it is 15 months essentially, isn't it, with that tiny break in the middle where we could deliver.
Yeah, looking forward to it. What do you think about nature sailing? Something we've been up for? I remember Fig Leaf sailing used to do it at Cool Harbour.
Why do we invite Jim to these podcasts again?
I sometimes wonder.
It's much better when
I can't think of anything worse or actually more dangerous than that particular.
Right, yeah, you might stub your toes.
You could quite easily stub numerous appendages.
Watch this space.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
I don't think that will be happening.
I'll find instructors for it.
Yeah. And
what would that interview be like?
Right. And on that note, thank you for listening to this rather last minute and
is it the final podcast?
No,
it's not the final
one. Lots
of
other podcasts that I want to do. It's just finding the people to do them.
Yeah, if you're interested, if you want to be a guest on the Nomad Sailing podcast, then please do get in touch.
Absolutely.
And that we can interview you about whatever your kind of something nautical related, ideally. But
well, yes, ideally. I mean, I have got a lot on my list to do, but obviously, as we discussed earlier, many of these trades, riggers, surveyors, and people like that would be great to talk to are absolutely chock-a-block busy, so it's quite difficult to get hold of them.
The local pilots that
local
work
pilots.
In this building here are hopefully going to do an interview with you, and one of our riggers talk about tuning the rig.
Yeah.
So there's some other stuff that are on the hands of this as well.
Indeed, and on that note, we shall say
farewell.
Goodbye, happy sailing.
Bon voyage.
And
see you soon.
Anything you need,
Alabedici.
Give us a call. Okay then, bye now.
Bye. Alabedici is hello.
Oh, Campbellton Loch, I wish you were whiskey, Campbellton Loch, oh hi. Campbellton Loch, I wish you were whiskey, I would drink it dry. Now Campbellton Loch is a beautiful place, but the price of the whiskey is grim. How nice it would be if the whiskey was free and the loch was full up to the brim. Oh, Campbellton Loch, I wish you were whiskey, Campbellton Loch, oh hi. Oh, Campbellton Loch, I wish you were whiskey, I would drink it dry. I'd buy a yacht with the money I've got and I'd anchor it out in the bay. If I wanted a nip, I'd go in for a dip, I'd be swimming by night and by day. Oh, Campbellton Loch, I wish you were whiskey, Campbellton Loch, oh hi. Oh, Campbellton Loch, I wish you were whiskey, I would drink it dry.